The Alaska Healthcare Commission would be eliminated in proposed funding cuts from the House Finance Committee. The commission makes policy recommendations to the legislature and the governor to improve the health of Alaskans and control healthcare costs. Representative Dan Sadler, a Republican from Eagle River, chairs the subcommittee that is recommending the cut. He says the commission has done good work, but health department staff can provide the same expertise.
I think every department would love to have its own policy think tank, but in our fiscal challenge these days, we simply can't afford it for this department and probably couldn't afford it in other departments either.
The Healthcare Commission costs the state $350,000 per year. The committee decided to keep funding for the Commission on Aging, which is also under the Health Department and costs $400,000 per year. The legislature established the Healthcare Commission in 2010 and voted unanimously to fund it for another 3 years during the last legislative session. Representative Les Guerra, an Anchorage Democrat, thinks cutting the Healthcare Commission is short-sighted.
We have the highest medical costs in the country and the state. We have the highest annual increase in medical costs in the country and the state. Their job is to help us come up with policies to stem that increase. That'll save money for the budget. It'll save insurance costs for individuals and their insurance premiums. Cutting them is just not a smart thing to do.
The state is responsible for more than $2.5 billion in healthcare spending each year. That includes employee and retiree health plans, healthcare for prisoners, Medicaid, and workers' comp. Overall, healthcare spending in Alaska amounts to an estimated $10 billion annually.